Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
Mom, you want to say who you are?
Oh, Juanita Farmer.
Okay, Aunt Betty.
Betty Finley Fowle.
And I'm Linda Johnson, and I'm Juanita Farmer's daughter.
Juanita, Betty, and Linda came to the WBIK studios in Rock Island to record this conversation for the Great Quad Cities Listen.
Mom and Aunt Betty, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, where did you live when you were a kid?
You want to go first?
Go ahead, Aunt Betty.
Well, I've lived in Hampton all my life. I was born in Hampton. And I always claimed the post office because after we moved out of the house there, it became the first post office in Hampton. And they put up a flag, and I always thought that was in my honor.
Mom, you were born in Southern Illinois?
I was born in Southern Illinois.
You were born in Sammoth, weren't you?
In Sammoth, Illinois.
Then when you moved up here. Like
Moved up here to Hampton when I was 4 years old, so then I lived there for...
You lived there in Hampton most of all your growing up till you and Dad got married. Mm. Well, what did you do for fun when you were kids in Hampton? Tell me about the clamming. I want to hear that story.
Well, I think that our main thing was always the river where we did most of our, fun. And that was...
We all learned to swim in the river.
We would swim in the river. We all learned how to swim in the river.
Yeah.
And then Juanita came up with the idea that we could find pearls in the clams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we used to boil out those clams.
And we used to boil them out, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then look for pearls.
Build a fire.
We
and
never
then
found any.
Put the clams in the fire, get them out of the mud. But we never found a pearl.
No.
I don't remember if the dam was built yet.
The
or
dam
not.
Was it was built. I can remember it being built. But what year was that?
Yeah, I don't. But I know we used to get logs and push the logs out and then ride down the river on the logs. And then get off when they came to our house.
Really? You'd go up river and then come down?
Yeah.
That had to be before the dam
I think
was
that,
built.
Yeah, sometime I think that the dam wasn't there because the current wasn't that strong.
The current would have been,
yeah. That's right.
Because then you guys ice skated in there too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The snow would come and cover the ice, and Juanita would make sure that everybody got their shovel and got down there and cleaned off the ice.
And then I didn't do it.
I heard you were the bossy one, Mom.
Yeah, that's right.
You were the organizer.
Yeah. But we really had a good time ice skating because they built a fire and we'd all warm our hands and feet. But everybody seemed to have skates.
It seemed to me the river froze all the way over and we could skate all the way over.
And the boys would play ice hockey on it, on the ice. And...
Yeah, that was most of our entertainment was the river.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Do you remember how we played baseball? We would just come out and everybody would come in the street and we'd throw something down for bases and a tree on one side would be a base. And kids would just gradually come out of the house and we'd have a whole
ball team
there. Yeah. And then a car would come through. And then we'd all just move over, and then with the car'd go, and then we'd start again. Yeah.
There wasn't much traffic in Hampton.
No. Not like now. It was a quiet town, that's for sure. Yeah. And people used to kid me in East Moline when I went to high school that they said, do they roll up the sidewalks at night?
She's got a better memory than I have, I guess.
I'm 5 years younger than you. Really, Hampton was a good place to be a kid in because, of course, there was no TV or anything like that. And then we had a radio, and a lot of people didn't have a radio.
No.
Of course, that was the Depression that time.
Uncle Frank bought that for us.
Yeah, and then when Fibber McGee and Molly would be on, our neighbor's Ivy Cox would come over, and she had the heartiest laugh, you know, and she'd come over with her apron on and everything, get settled in for that. It seemed like it was on a Sunday night.
I don't remember that. You
and we'd all wait for him to open the closet, Fibber McGee, yeah. And then every time it would open and everything would fall out, we would all laugh, and we just kept thinking it was funny Sunday after Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I can say for Hampton, you could go anywhere and never had to worry about anything happening to, you know, children or any. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a safe town. I used to go to walk down the street, and everybody sat on their porches in the evening, and you know, you could talk to everybody. Everybody kind of knew everybody back then. And when my dad put in a big garden, it was too much for all for our family. And early in the morning, he would put corn on the cob and tomatoes and drop them off at different houses.
Really?
To the widows, mainly.
Well, what do you remember about World War II?
All of a sudden, there weren't any more boys in the town. That's when Juanita and Betty went to Chicago.
Yeah. Where'd you work in Chicago, Mom?
It's Standard Oil Company. Standard Oil of Indiana, it was called.
Up in Chicago?
Yeah, on Michigan Avenue.
They landed good jobs, both of them.
Yeah, we did because...
I don't know why you did.
A lot of people, yeah.
No men, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to say a lot of them were gone then in the service. And, yeah, we used to go every Saturday night out to the Fort Sheridan. That was where
the USO
they had dances every Saturday night. So,
but they had USO dances up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every Saturday night. So we got on the L and went all the way up there at the north side to the dances. Then sometimes we would end up, some of them would come back down the next day and have dates that way, you know.
Yes.
That wasn't a very good idea, but we did it anyway.
So then that started the gas rationing, you know, and the food, the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little book. I still got one of them.
You do?
Yeah. And you would tear out and give it to the butcher so you could get a pound of hamburger.
I don't remember that either. Boy, you do have a
good
memory.
You were in Chicago. You were having a gay time up there.
Yeah. And then gas was... And then when I went to high school, I had a friend that would get, he thought he was getting in my good graces, and he would give me gas. that you could get so many gallons of gas.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but you only had eyes for Uncle Don.
No, I had eyes for him, but he didn't have eyes for me.
Don.
But he was gone. They were all gone.
Yeah, in service.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Uncle Don in the service at?
England.
Oh, he was in England?
Stationed in England with the Air Force. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Dad was in England for a bit, but then he went to Germany. He was in the Army.
Yeah, he was in Germany, and I don't think he ever wanted to go back.
No, that was legitimate. Where was he? He was in England, too, for a while.
He told me he was in the second wave. He didn't go on Normandy, but he went in the second wave.
And then when he came back, when Bill came back, your dad, then he put his name on the list for a car. So, see, you had to wait months. But veterans were supposed to have first choice, unless you had a job that you had to get to work. You know, it's a certain job. And I don't know how long he had to wait for that car. We kept waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
Was that the Blue Goose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming along and sharing everything with me.
Okay.
Juanita Farmer, Betty Finley Pfau, and Linda Johnson, sharing their stories as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen. To share your story, sign up for a time and place to record at greatqclisten.org. This project was made possible thanks to support from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.